The site is 25 acres, about 2 miles south of Viola, and it would be used to raise more than 2,000 hogs. Mike Hollenbach, a member of the Concerned Neighbors and Farmers of Mercer County, says it's surrounded by 23 homes and farms, and it's just the latest of these large animal confinements to be built in his county.
Some of these are in spaces that are not bothering anybody, so to say. It just so happens that this one is right in the middle of at least 23 families. There's no way it's not going to affect all of us.
He and the other neighbors are also upset that they have so little say in what happens. That's because the proposal is for up to 2,499 hogs.
If they had one more hog, the 2,500, they would have a larger setback that they'd have to go by. They would have to have a public meeting to tell everyone what they plan to do with the waste. It had to be a public informational meeting. With the one hog less, they don't have to tell anybody anything. We have no idea what they're going to do with the waste management, no idea what they're going to do for pollution control, odors, everything else like that.
Illinois law requires a setback or a distance of at least 1/4 mile between a livestock operation like this and occupied homes, and at least 1/2 mile to the nearest populated area. That could be a town or a church or a school. According to Doug Owens from the Illinois Department of Agriculture, he's the Bureau Chief for Environmental Programs. Owens says the setback rules took effect in 1996, and his department is responsible for all aspects of setting up these animal confinements, the site, construction plans, and final approval before it opens.
Our requirements for liquid waste are at least 150 days of manure storage for whatever animal unit capacity there the applicant would be proposing. And typically what the facility would do would be to apply that waste or that manure to farmland as a nutrient to that farmland. There are setbacks from wells, residences, surface water.
But once it opens, he says, the Illinois Agriculture Department is done, and any complaints about manure, odors, and groundwater go to the Illinois EPA. Nick Anderson from the Illinois Livestock Development Group says at this proposed confinement near Viola, young hogs would be brought in at about 15 pounds and 3 weeks old and stay up to 5 months until they're around 280 pounds. The barn would then be emptied and cleaned and prepared for the next group to be finished. He thinks a 1/4 mile setback is sufficient.
Whether 1/4 mile and 1/2 mile are correct, it does put a standard out there. And I will tell you from my experience, and I can go right into Mercer County and look at it, and we can step off those 1/4 mile sections at where a hog farm might be. Not that it eliminates any impact or odor, but it dissipates it enough that it's not an everyday thing and it doesn't ruin people's lives and we go on about our lives quite normally.
Anderson says Illinois' 1/4 mile setback rule is much stricter than neighboring states, more than double Iowa's and 3 times greater than Indiana's. He also points to the economic impact for Mercer County.
The pork industry in Mercer County, if you just kind of think about it, it generates, you know, it's going to consume almost 3 million bushels of corn every year and almost a million bushels of soybeans. You know, I think there's almost 200, 250 jobs responsible for the pork industry in Mercer County alone.
But Mike Hollenbach from the Concerned Neighbors Group is still worried and still opposed. So he and the neighbors are protesting, writing letters, putting up signs, and seeking legal help.
We are, you know, a coalition of neighbors and family farmers out here that just do not want this in the middle of our homes.
Anderson says the proposal comes from a young man who works for Biddle Farms, which is based in Joy. That's opened at least several of these hog operations in the county in recent years. I'm Herb Tricks.